Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
A great morning. It is. This is Adventures in Companionship with Dr. Bell Price and myself, Rifule, with you every Monday morning at 5:30. Remember to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and everybody you know that 5:30 every Monday morning, they should tune into Adventures in Companionship with myself and Dr. Bell Price. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you so much. I love being with you, and Rafilwe, we always give so much joy and encouragement from your side, and I am thrilled to walk this journey, not only with the listeners, but also with you. Thank you for the inputs that you give. Thank you for the questions you ask. You really sometimes put me in a tough spot, and I love it because then I really have to think. And thank you for that. It's really, I'm growing in your presence.
I have grown and still in the process of growing in your ambience.
Wow. So we're both growing. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing.
Dr. David Malapa was one of my mentors. And one day I heard him say to me, Bill, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Wow.
And he also said to me, there is no growth in a comfort zone.
Yeah.
And times we find ourselves in this vortex, in this continual cycle of doing things a certain way.
Mm.
And we become lulled. We become hushed like a mother will take a baby in her arms and kind of hush her to sleep.
Yeah.
We get lulled like that in life.
Yeah.
Into a sleep while we're still awake. And I can remember in church I heard a minister once say, he said, there are so many people, they're 28, 29, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of age, but they've already died. But they just happen to be alive. And yeah. I'm going, no, I don't want to be one of those.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even imagine my life without growth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's never easy. I know.
It can't be. Mm. It's not.
Yeah, look, I know that there is, and I'm looking at an appointment in my diary in this coming week, and it's going to be a very, 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 very challenging 2 hours that's been booked. And I'm looking at that, and I'm going, you know what? I could phone and say, no, I'm not coming. But I realize that there's a particular subject that has to be addressed.
Yeah.
And it's an issue that if it's not resolved, will just mess up a relationship. And to me, a relationship is more important than staying in comfort zone of let me just be safe. Because there's a few things that I now know I need to say to this person. I know they're going to say a few things to me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, you know what? This is going to be a moment of growth. Let's not enjoy it, but let's pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And that brings me to intentionality. Wherever there's – and it's the two things I think that any relationship or a critical – worthwhile relationship needs to have is one is intentionality and the other one is awareness. And then the third one is hard work towards commonality of outcomes and expectations based on values. So in philosophy, intentionality is really a power of the mind. It's a mental state. It's about I'm standing for something, I am paying attention to it, but it's intentionality says that when we are meeting, I am intentional. So I come into the meeting having already decided a few things. Number one, I'm going to be intentional about being present. I'm going to make sure I'm there.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be fully there and fully here. And I'm going to be here for you, and I'm going to be here in such a way that I'll be able to listen to the questions, listen to your story, and give an opportunity to live fully in your world with intention. Intentionality multiplies the power of every relationship, and it says to us in that relationship that we are important to each other and that the relationship itself is important. I was asked to preach in a church, and I stood behind the pulpit after being welcomed and looked over the audience, remained quiet, and I opened the sermon with the following question. So, what are you doing here today? And I'm wondering what the listener is listening for today. What's your intention for listening to this program?
Yeah.
What's your intention as you go on your way to work? What's your intention for going to work? Have you got one? What's your intention when you get to work, when you walk into that office and there are three of your peers sitting in the same office and you've worked there for 7 years, you worked with them for 7 years, what's your intention with them today? What's your intention with the next phone call that's made?
Yeah.
What's your intention with the next email that's made? So intentionality helps us to understand two things, purpose and importance. So intentionality helps me to go, so what's the purpose of this meeting? And so the purpose of this recording and this session is for you to understand, or from my side, the intentionality is for you to better understand a little bit more about companionship and relationship and the dynamics that's built into it. The purpose is to empower you with some new information, hopefully. And the purpose and the reason is important because 80% of our life is interpersonal relationships.
Yeah.
And if I don't pay attention to relating well, then I'm opening up myself for sickness, physical sickness, mental sickness, disease. And I miss out on so much when I decide that I'm not going to be intentional. So intentional living means that I live based on the understanding of what's valuable and important to me, and then living that life and living those values. So living intentionally means that I need to slow down so that I can dig deep, so that I can be mindful of my actions. And it's the first step that helps me to make good conscious choices. So intentionality asks the question, and somewhere in our relationship, in companionship, we need to go, so tell me, what's our intention in this relationship? What do we intend giving, and what do we intend getting? And we need to share that very clearly with each other. What do you want out of this relationship?
Yeah.
And of course, everybody wants something. Nobody goes into a relationship going, no, I don't want anything. You lie. You want something. You either want closeness, or you want affirmation, or you want appreciation,
yeah,
or you want respect, or you want love, or you want information, or you want empowerment, or you want protection, or you want peace, or you want provision, or you want intimacy. What is it that you want? And intentional living just helps us to set a course for our life rather than just wandering aimlessly. Alice in Wonderland stands in the story, and there are four roads in front of her. And as she stands there, the Cheshire Cat walks up to her as you read the story, and she turns to the Cheshire Cat and asks the question, where do these four roads lead to? The Cheshire Cat asks an intentional question. That depends, Alice, on where you want to be. To which Alice replies, anywhere. To which the Cheshire Cat then replies, well, Alice, if anywhere is where you want to be, then any one of these four roads will take you there.
Wow.
Intentionality is choosing the road, because the result or the destination at the end of that road is what is the intention for walking the journey. So it gives us freedom to make up our mind, to give us time for the things that are important to us. And intentionality does another very powerful thing. Intentionality helps us to discard the fluff, the bluff, the stuff that we don't need, the extra weight. Intentionality says, that's what I want. The rest is not important. So living a life of intentionality helps me to become interpretive. It helps me to become conscious, or rather very aware. And it helps me to enjoy the moment, because intentionality tends to keep me in the moment by moment by moment by moment as they unfold in my life. Intentionality is the beauty of just enjoying. So how can I be more intentional about my friendship and my companionship? Introduce it into the space. Go, can we talk a little bit about where we're going? Can we talk a little bit about what we're doing?
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about what's happening here? And then secondly, when you've been intentional, you're going, intentional is we're going to do A, B, or C. Then decide to do it. So intentionality calls for action. So do the action and build friendship on a regular basis. Be intentional with that friendship. So I make sure I get a person's birth date and I put it down in my electronic diary. And my electronic diary reminds me regularly it's this person's birthday, and they get a personal WhatsApp from me, or sometimes I'll surprise them with a personal call and dare to sing happy birthday to them. And that is not a gift. That's something that you have to endure, is my singing. And but I always say that my CD is coming out next year, and they constantly tell me they don't want to buy it. So I feel quite hurt about that. But intentionality is this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful interpersonal experience of where focus and clarity comes into the relationship.
Yeah.
And it's not just we're just wandering around. We're just walking in circles or walking in spirals. The moment you bring intentionality into it, things begin to happen. And I'm wondering how intentional you are today with your relationship with yourself, with your relationship with God, with your relationship with others, with the people at work, at home. How intentional are you? Maybe that's a question that you need to unpack and challenge yourself on to become far more intentional. Because let's face it, people who are intentional live attractive lives.
Yeah.
They become the magnet.
Yeah.
People want to know.
Yeah, I was even about to ask, before you mentioned that, it's like you actually just answered my question. I was about to ask that, does being intentional have a connectedness to self-development? So you saying that actually answered my question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So intentionality helps me to go, I was intentional with these programs, and so I planned them. I wrote them down. I wrote down, I think it was 28 topics.
Yeah.
I was intentional to say to myself, I'm going to share the following information in each of those 28 presentations. I'm going to pay attention to the following listeners, and I'm going to hope that listeners are going to be encouraged by it. So I made intentionally sure that in the script, that which I wrote down, sometimes just in a point format, I made sure that there was something encouraging, there was something challenging, there was something thought-provoking, there was something funny, there was something happy, there was something, yeah. And had I not done that, if I don't, I've gone to church where I've heard a sermon and I've walked out and I've said to myself, that minister, that pastor, when they planned this sermon, were not intentional. It was like I was shot with a shotgun all over the place. He just happened to use the word Abraham somewhere, but I still don't know what he said. So, intentionality is not a shotgun. Intentionality is an arrow. When it pierces you, you know exactly where it is and you know exactly how to pull it out. So intentionality is accuracy in life.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Thank you also for answering my question before I could even ask.
So I'm even starting to read your mind. Not really.
Thank you so much, Hamid.
Thank you. What a privilege and pleasure to work with you.
It is. It's amazing. And for you listeners, if you also want to be like me, have your questions answered, you can email Dr. Bill Price on inspired@drbillprice.com. Remember, it's inspired@drbillprice. We'll see you next time on Adventures in Companionship.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.